You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Funding for the I-81 project could come from a massive $2 trillion infrastructure spending plan being considered by President Trump and congressional Democrats. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met about 2 weeks ago and called the meeting constructive. In a recent visit to Syracuse, Schumer was optimistic that everyone is on the same page, at least for now.
That's the kind of money we need to fund whatever changes would occur in I-81, so it has real local relevance. Now, the president's supposed to meet with us and tell us how he thinks we ought to pay for it.
And that could be a key sticking point in negotiations. He says their next meeting is expected in about a week. Meanwhile, Schumer says Central New Yorkers have to get on the same page about the state's recommendation.
Now the community has to come forward, local officials, community officials, business leaders, everybody, and tell them what they like and don't like about the plan. We have a little time to get a consensus here, but as I've said before, unless there's a community consensus, it doesn't mean 100%, we won't get funded unless there's some broad consensus. So I'd urge the community to work together and get it. I'm not going to dictate what it is. Whatever the community wants, I'll fight for funding.
The state is still at least a year away from making its final decision, and it's unclear if and when the president and Congress might agree on an infrastructure bill. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.